involved with the yeshiva. And with Rabbi Posner.
Rabbi Posner was friend with my father yet. My father was... and my grandfather, too, I think. As the people come around for the donations from wherever they come from, New York or Boston, mm-hmm. they always, none of them ever turned away. None. And Rabbi Posner one time was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
He was a friend of my father, and he finally settled in Pittsburgh, opened up the yeshiva here. And I came down the line. It was good back a number of years. Mm-hmm. But my father did 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rabbi Posner started here, then we got family with him.
And you support it now?
Oh, totally. You know, it's rather expensive. It's,
So the high school is called, I thought the high school was called Yeshiva Chai Tamim.
It's the girls' high school.
Okay. Oh, the boy. Now we're talking about the boys' high school.
No, we're talking about the girls' high school.
The girls' high school.
They're separate.
But they're two different things.
Yes, right.
That is, I'm in the Sarah Shapiro High School for girls.
I see. Okay.
That's right. I've seen the name on the front of the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Do you live over here a little bit?
No.
Hello?
She.
You believe in her?
She's Orthodox.
I know them.
Are you Orthodox?
Yeah.
She's
Are you severe?
Pretty.
Pretty observant, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good.
I'm conservative.
Well, I think it's for convenience, you mean.
Well, no, by choice.
Choice
yeah. Our families, I guess. Yeah, I think being Orthodox is tough.
I tell you, when I was a kid, the best time of my life, the best period of my life were the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Away from everybody. Everybody moved away. California, Louisiana, whatever.
How do you perceive yourself now? Would you say Orthodox, conservative, reform?
Not much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Support Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Total support.
Mm-hmm.
I don't favor the Judaism anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say 4 or 5 generations. I would have shown this way more.
Were your children involved in the bondage?
No. My brother's son is not a public, but Orthodox. Mm-hmm. He's severe Orthodox. I don't know what I am. I don't know what I believe in anymore. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you... Okay. We'll let us deduce that. If you support these things. Are you friendly with Rabbi Posner? I mean, did you see him?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, funny. When I went to China, he came in with me and said, where are you going to look at? He says, what do you want to go to China for? Go someplace else in China. So I said, I got tickets. I'm going to go. He said, took a $5 bill out of his pocket. Another $5 bill. I said, no Jews in China. He says, did I say Jewish? You're the first poor man you see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding.
And I picked up and I lay on the ground. And I gave him a $5 bill.
Isn't that something? He is an unusual. Tell us a little bit more about Rabbi.
Well, he's a very clever man.
Uh-huh.
Jay said one time, Rabbi, how do I know when all these people, what are they doing? He said, one legitimate, 9 or so, you help one, don't worry about it.
So he sort of encouraged you in philanthropy, would you say?
I can't be a little over from because I'm not the, we're Kohana, but I can't be a little over. I just don't, I'm lazy. I admit that.
And do you know Mrs. Posner?
Yeah, I did something I should have done too.
You did what?
I kissed her one time on the cheek.
Oh.
And that is totally
terrible. And you still talk to her, huh?
Oh,
she talks to you.
I just don't you worry.
Yeah, I understand.
They're
she's
both
wonderful.
Very sick right now, by the way.
Are they? Oh,
yeah.
That's too bad. Yeah, I understand that they're wonderful people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the rest of
and this young man is hard to dislike. Turn him loose, he'll be good. And he's running the thing, that Rabbi Posner.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been involved with the Babish for a long time. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
With your family.
Is it only in Pittsburgh or on a worldwide scale or national scale, really?
Well, some that. It's not too much national. Primarily
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you belong to a synagogue now?
Several. I went to Torah Shine, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my wife wanted to go to Shul.
Let's see, what else have we... Have we missed anything? What about successes and... what about things like the Korean War and Vietnamese War, you know, sort of major events in history beside the Depression. You did talk about that in the Second World War. Mm. Did these other events have any effect on you at all, on your family? Any kids go to the army?
No, my kids were too young. None of us in that, we were just between.
Your son never had to serve in any way?
He was called up and had bad ears.
I see. Okay.
He would have gone.
Mm-hmm. What was it like in the 70s, having a record store? You must have dealt with teenagers and kids all the time.
Well, they're different than the kids are now, though. Mm-hmm. They got into the punk rock, it got terrible. And very vicious.
Vicious in what way?
Well, shoplifting, number one, and the dope era came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad time.
Did you see a lot of it in the store?
Well, you could see it. Yeah. They couldn't steal records to get money for dope.
Mm-hmm.
Our problem was trying not to hire anybody who was on the, at that time, heroin, not even cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple.
And they didn't have any tests then.
Well, we had a couple. They were expensive before you got the. What they did, they would steal. They had to steal. They had no choice.
How'd you deal with it then?
Catch them. You have to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So they go someplace else and steal.
Mm-hmm.
You never prosecuted any of these kids at all?
Nope. There's no prosecution. Shoplifters, kids especially, if they get shoplifted, I grab them. I would call first their parents, and the parents would have called them, what church you go to.
No kidding.
It was a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
He started to shake like this, and I said, my church.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified. I guarantee I saved a number of plenty of kids that they didn't do it again before their parents got through them.
Mm, I see. Now, what about, that's some of the comparison. One of our questions is contrasting Pittsburgh then during your childhood and middle years and as it is now. Give us some assessment of that, besides the children aspect, you know, the teenagers?
For me,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It's different.
In what way?
I don't know, but I think it's different. Where you live, I think. And what you do, I don't know.
After Wellesley Street, did you live somewhere else?
I lived on Wellesley Road until I married Marion.
Yeah. And then?
And then we moved into Woodlawn Manor for a while, and down here.
Oh, I see, in an apartment. But your kids
were... We've been here for about 14, 15 years.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When we had Woodlawn Manor, I had a double apartment to take care of the four kids.
I see. Judy. Oh, they lived there, too?
Well, sure. They were too young. They couldn't live on the street there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you mean Pittsburgh has changed?
I'm not sure. I like Pittsburgh. I don't care if I live much anywhere. I can't live in Los Angeles. I don't. Miami, maybe. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's the case, but it's not live. I miss Pittsburgh. When I leave Pittsburgh, I miss it. I'll get back here. I'll sneak back. Don't worry.
When did you start going to Florida 6 months of the year?
6 months after I retired.
Just retired.
But we had an apartment down there. Howie and I shared an apartment for 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He would take it for a month and a half, and I'd take it for a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to be home.
Mm-hmm.
Run the store.
Run the store. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And you want to finish the rest?
Yeah. How do you view your accomplishments and successes? How do you, what do you think is the most significant accomplishment? In retrospect, is there anything you would do differently? Or is there anything you would have changed? Are you happy with the way things are now?
I don't know what else I've done differently. Mistakes I made along the road, but that was normal. No, I don't think there's anything differently. I'm satisfied with that.
How do you view what you like? How do you view your accomplishments?
My conscience is clear. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We've never turned anybody down. We've been totally supportive. I would hate to help you show you my income tax return. The three of us. It's in our heavy figures every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally say this to anybody. I'm saying it here for the first time. It's heavy. And of course, we can't do the same thing now that we're retired because our income is there.
Mm-hmm.
But up until that time, it was very successful. Mm-hmm. And you can't name an organization that says that we haven't supported federally.
It seems to me that I remember some promotions or something that, or some causes that were supported by the National Record Mark, but I just can't recall specifically. Do you remember?
All of them. I can't. You name it, and you go there.
Yes.
The Zionists, for sure.
Uh-huh. But no, even in the non-Jewish community.
Oh, well, we've gone that way. The United Fund.
Yes.
We don't forget. Uh-huh. We don't forget the United Fund. Steel workers, when they had that hunger promotion they had, we turned up an awful lot of money for that. And it was a big one. Oh, that the African thing, the record they sold. That was a tremendous amount of money.
Uh-huh.
I can't even tell you how much. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, that one.
Yeah, that's what I had reference to. I think.
Most of
the We Are the World. That was.
That was big. Uh-huh.
Is there anything special that we haven't asked or covered that you'd like to say?
No, I don't think. But I'll probably tell you something later.
Well, you could call us anytime. I can't think of anything either. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that you're rather content now, this time in your life.
I'm missing. I just don't. There's some mornings I get up. What am I going to do today? And that's not good.
I see.
I have an ulcer I haven't had before, or something close to it. I don't know what the hell it is.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Hertz is taking care of me now. I never had. I had a duodenal problem, but that was for 50 years. It didn't bother me. Now, I guess I don't. I'm worried about not having anything to worry about. This.
That's a wonderful note to.
No, you'd be surprised. It's agonizing. Mm-hmm. Especially as active as we were. I used to work 12 hours a day, 6-7 days a week if necessary. Mm-hmm. Part of the time was kibitzing around.
It was still involvement.
Yes.
Well, I hope that you find some other things to involve.
For that.
Well, you've done a lot of significant things, it sounds like.
We've been pretty active.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy that we got this interview in. I can't tell you. It's been only been going on for,
really?
What, a year or so that we've been trying to catch each other.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's been very enjoyable meeting you and hearing your story.
If you get a chance, we'll stop downtown. I'll show you some awards. And all over the wall. The whole
yes,
the room is bigger than this. Everyone's looking at it. The wall's covered.
That's
or
great.
If you do have pictures. Or anything significant that we could put with.
Or some newspaper articles. Do you have anything like that that we could see?
Marion has them all someplace.
She has
a book someplace.
Oh, do you have a scrap?
She has one something. I don't know.
Yeah, the main thing is that it's not lost. I imagine the children will have that and all that, you know, as part of their family records.
There's a lot of stuff in there. If I can dig it out, I'll try to get it. Mm-hmm. Give me your, put your name and address on it.
Sure. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shapiro. We're going to stop right now.